Are you a passionate business owner or entrepreneur ready to take your message to the world? Do you dream of launching your own podcast but don't know where to start? Introducing my 8-week Start Your Podcast program designed to guide you every step of the way in creating and launching your podcast. In this program, you'll learn the essential skills needed to craft engaging content, record high quality episodes, and market your podcast effectively to reach your target audience. I will work closely with you, providing personalized guidance and feedback to ensure your podcast stands out in a crowded digital space. But hurry, spots are limited and applications for our upcoming cohorts are closing soon. Don't miss this opportunity to turn your podcast dreams into a reality and launch your podcast this summer. Visit our website donnaead.com/apply and apply now to secure your spot in our next cohort. Together, let's make your podcasting vision a success. You're listening to WPC UK, the place to be if you are looking to grow and streamline your business in 2023. I'm your host, Donna Ead, and I'll be walking you through processes, productivity, and planning, along with bringing you business experts with knowledge to share. Let's make 2023 the year of success in your business. Welcome back to the Wedding Procast UK. I'm your host, Donna, and today we are talking about goal setting. Yes, I am still banging on about goals. I can't actually believe that we are already in February. I'm not sure where January went. Is it me or is January a really short month? Does anybody else feel like that? I mean, I know New Year's Day starts on the first of the month, and then we tend to get back into our regular scheduled routine. However, with all Christmas, New Year, family gatherings, etc., I always feel like January, I'm like asleep for half of it or something, because all of a sudden it's over and we're into February. And February is the shortest month of the year, yet January feels so, so short to me. Anyway, that is a complete aside. Today, I wanted to talk about goals because you may have found that you set some lofty goals in January and you're sitting here now thinking, oh my gosh, I've fallen off the wagon. I'm not hitting my targets. I haven't done what I needed to do in January. Where did January go? Because I didn't get what I wanted to get done. That's it. I'm giving up. I'm not doing anymore. That might be how you're feeling. And if you are feeling that way, I want you to just pause. Take a deep breath with me, breathe in and breathe out, and just sit for a minute and remember that the world will keep on turning, whether we're ready for it or not. And it is not for us to get frustrated and upset that we aren't doing things in the time that we think they should be done. But remember that everything happens in its own time. And we only have so many hours in a day. And I don't know about you, but I am notorious for putting too much on my calendar for the day and expecting too much of myself. Like, I set my goals for the year and I was just like, this is the year. I'm going to do this launch. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have this product out, blah, 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 blah. And had it already set and everything. And then I'm sitting here at the end of January when I'm recording this thinking, oh my gosh, have I bitten off more than I can chew? And the last thing we want to do is set ourselves up for failure, right? But something I wanted to bring to you today was a different way of looking at our planning and when we plan and what we plan for. And this was brought about by a couple of things. You know, I had a conversation with my accountability partner. I do like to shout out my accountability. Can you hear the cat in the background? And we'll try and take that meow out, but who knows? Honestly, the attention is, it's demanding. Anyway, back to what we were saying. This was brought about from a call that I had with my accountability buddy, Claire. So shout out to Claire. We get some great ideas going when we have conversations. And I love that we started off as accountability partners, where it was just, this is what I'm going to do this month. This is what I'm going to do. Weekly. This is what I'm going to do this week. This is what I'm focused on. And then just checking back in the next week. We have built this amazing friendship and we check in with each other outside of our calls, but we try and make sure that we have that once a week call to check in. We work on different things. Maybe we're doing a course together. Maybe we've both heard of a book that we want to do and we go through a book together. We do so much more than just be accountability partners. And we have conversations and they spark ideas. And one of the conversations I had with her was, I just find it so weird that January the 1st is the start of our year. Like, it's in the middle of winter and I hate winter. It's like my least favorite season. Everything's dead, everything's cold, and I do not like it. It's also very dark most of the time. Not today while I'm looking out my window and there's beautiful sunshine setting already. But it's dark, it's cold. You know, all the plant life is pretty dead. The birds aren't as vibrant as they usually are. And it's not really conducive to dreaming big and, you know, thinking of all the wonderful things that you can do when all you want to do is huddle up with a blanket on the sofa and watch your favourite Netflix show on repeat. So with that being said, I said to her, you know, I feel like I'm very much somebody who follows the seasons. Like, you know, spring is about new beginnings, new life. The baby lambs are born, you know, the bulbs are coming out. It's that energizing ramping up. And then summer is the time where you blossom and, you know, everything comes to fruition and we sort of do all of the hard work then. And then in the autumn, we start to reap the benefits and we start to collect our nuts for the winter. And then winter comes along and it's time to just hunker down. And the thing with the wedding industry is it is perfect for that kind of seasonality. We tend to have more weddings in the summer. There's quite a few that start in the spring, a lot in the summer. Autumn is when people are more in their planning stages of their wedding and they want to talk to you about their upcoming wedding, their next year's wedding or the year after's. And winter is when everything goes a little bit more quiet. So if that is the case, and I know that we've already planned, and like I say, I like us to go back and look at our goals at least once a month, if not more often, and give a really good sort of structured breakdown every 3 months to sort of really dissect everything. However, if we were to look at this seasonal calendar rather than the calendar, we would be setting our goals in March. So, you know, looking at March being the month where you set your intentions for the year ahead, and then looking at September, October as your half year point of checking that everything is on plan and on track for the following year. I think that a lot of us might actually find this beneficial. So forget January the 1st, forget that being New Year, New You and all of that jazz, but actually use January and February as your reset months where you're going to be learning things. You know, so many people put out courses and stuff. Like, I promised myself that I wasn't going to do any free courses this year. Not that I wasn't going to do any, that I wasn't going to overcrowd myself with free courses. Yeah, I think there's three going on this week that I'm doing, whether it be a webinar, a challenge, or a course that's going on. And I'm like, Donna, what did you say? But I love learning and I feel like it is an inherent part of me that if somebody is giving away information, I want to hear it. I want to absorb it. I want to take it in and implement it. So January is a really good time for that. And so is February. So December, January and February are our winter months. And let's look at maybe next year, if not for the rest of this year, but next year, making that our winter time, our downtime, you know, the time where we're just reflecting and learning and gaining knowledge. And let March be when we're setting our intentions. So the end of February, beginning of March, or that first couple of weeks in March being, okay, these are my intentions for the next 12 months, and working on that autumn, winter, spring, summer calendar. And then you will be able to sort of work with the natural wedding calendar more. So I know that we did it all in January and I'm not going to go through it all again. You can go back and listen to those episodes and set your goals in March if that's what you want to do. But for me, I think, you know, this year I've set my goals and intentions. I will review them in March, do a sort of a big sit down review and see where I am, what I'm heading for, and if I need to tweak anything. But I am not going to put that energy on myself in January next year, because I am someone who suffers with seasonal affective disorder. I get very low in the winter. It's very easy for me to fall into that low mood in the winter. I think it's just really part of a natural who we are, and we want to be more enclosed and more home bound and not really putting much energy out there, because it's just the natural way of things, isn't it? When you look at nature, winter is the slowdown time, and I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to be on all the time that when it comes to that, we make the sad worse for ourselves, because we're trying to work through it, we're trying to power through it, we're trying to, you know, create these goals and put this mission in place and set up for the year. And why? Because somebody decided that January the 1st was the first of the new year, and that is when we needed to do all of this stuff. And it's just not true. When you look, the Chinese New Year has just happened. So they wait a little while. They work on the lunar months. You know, the seasons of the year, which we are blessed to have in our country, whereas, you know, people that live closer to the equator line don't necessarily feel the seasons so much. But we are lucky that we do really get the seasons. Nature works with the seasons, so why don't we? So I just wanted to kind of put it out there that if you are sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm already off topic for the year, I haven't done X, Y, and Z that I promised myself that I'd do by the end of January. I know that I've got a website that I wanted to get done by the end of the month, and, you know, looking at the date today, I'm not sure it's going to get there in time. I have started working on it. I've got work done on it. But, you know, whether it will be finished or not is another matter. So, you know, we put all this pressure on ourselves. And if you feel like you're failing already this year, maybe just take a step back, like I said, take a deep breath and just think about how our seasons work in the wedding industry and how nature's seasons work. And maybe just be a little bit kinder to ourselves. And sit there and think, that's okay that January didn't go to plan. It's okay that I'm off target, because if it's something that you really want to do, you can still make it happen. The year is not over yet. And if you decide to change your year to start on March the 1st or March 21st, whenever the clocks change, if you make a point to change your calendar to that being the first of your new year, then you've got a couple of months to sort everything out and take a look at things, rebalance things, and get to a point where you're ready to set your goals for the following 12 months. And it doesn't have to be January the 1st to December the 31st. So that is what I wanted to talk about today. I listened to a fantastic podcast by Francesca Amber, which I will link in the show notes, where she was talking about this on Blue Monday, which was just very topical. And she's gone through a heck of a lot in the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks. And during this kind of winter time where we're supposed to be kind of being a bit quieter and being a little bit more inward, she's been out there doing all sorts, and it's really got the pressure. The pressure, I can't imagine how she feels. But she sort of looked at it and found this in herself, like I did, where, you know, actually, why am I planning my year on January the 1st, when January the 1st is one of the, you know, darkest, dullest days for me to want to like put the effort into doing that kind of thing. So why are we doing it in those dark, dull months? Why not do it in spring, where everything is just coming up new, and those, you know, spring just smells different, doesn't it? Each season has a smell, and spring just has a different smell to it. So that is my sort of takeaway from this conversation I had with Claire, this podcast I listened to by Francesca Amber, whose podcast is all about the law of attraction. Now, if you are into the woo-woo, then you'll love it. If you're not, then I urge you to go and listen to the podcast anyway. She is a little sweary. So if you have little kids around, you'll definitely need your earbuds in. And if you don't like swearing as part of somebody's usual language, then she's probably not the gal for you. But I will leave the episode linked in the show notes, which you can find over at bit.ly/WPCUK142. And I will link the seasonal planner series that we did as well, so that you have got that should you decide to take this as your permission to start again and choose a different first of the year. you may have fallen off track. You may not be on target, but it is the first month of 2023. And technically, if you're taking this podcast to heart, this is your winter. This is not the time where you need to be worried about not hitting your goals for the year, because your year is going to go from March to February. So if that is your plan, then do look at going through the series on making your goals and planning your year. Go through that in February, go through that this month, and really sort of set your intentions for the next 12 months and look at it going from springtime. And let me know, does it feel different? Do you feel more positive about it? Are you being more realistic about it? This is my thing. Like, you know, if I'm going to look back on January at the end of January, which I'm not quite there yet as I'm recording, but did I meet my targets for this month to keep me on track for the goals that I set at the beginning of the year? If the answer is no, it gives me a chance to sit there and go, okay, let's have a look at what is truly the issue. You know, am I overloading myself? Am I not doing enough work? I can't believe that that would be true. my other half wouldn't believe it's true either, the amount of times that he comes home and I'm still working. I've actually changed my work day. Maybe I'll talk about that in a different episode, work hours and such like. But, you know, if it's not working for me, this is my opportunity to say, well, actually, I am going to choose a date in March as the first of the year, and I'm going to take another look at my 12-month plan, and I am going to adjust it, make it more attainable, make it more realistic and more relevant to me, and then I am going to move forward with that new 12-month plan in March when spring is here and I'm feeling more energized, I'm feeling more positive, and there is more light in the sky, and I just feel in a different space. So let me know, is this something that you are going to try? Tag me over on Instagram, Donna SPWV. I would love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a DM, tell me whether this is something that you already do in your business and your life, or is it something that has been a bit of an aha for you hearing this today and you're like, actually, yeah, why on earth do I do it on January the 1st just because everybody else does? We don't have to follow the pack. We can be the leaders in our own lives and our own businesses. So with that being said, guys, I am so grateful to have you here on the podcast. If you could hit the subscribe button and leave a review where you listen, it really helps the podcast get out to more people. And even better, if you have a friend or colleague in the industry that you think should hear this, then please share this episode with them and share it on social. Tag me, Donna SPWV, and I will be sure to say thank you to you over on Instagram. And I will see you guys in the next one. Till then, bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.